TNT or what's the other one?
TNT, or TNT, like 35. I could not find. This is on ESPN.
Yeah.
And I could not
find. I never watched anything on that.
And I went all the way through.
Oh, that's too bad.
Up to 100 and something and all the way down.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's the worst thing that happened in my life. I'll be lucky. This looks so pretty on me. All right, good morning, dear.
When you see all the cars that are out there, you think there's going to be more people than there are.
Well, that group over there, that's all from Calgary.
Oh, right. Yeah. They usually settle.
announcements. Our Bible study will be kicking off. I did receive the books on Friday. So if you'll see me in the fellowship hall to retrieve your books, we will start on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. So I would encourage you all to get your books and you can do the reading for Wednesday. And we'll have a great time of fellowship. I'm expecting about 25 folks. So that's going to be a nice group for the summer. And we'll have some great discussion and learning and just sharing time together in fellowship. And be in the Word of God. So see you being today to pick up your books if you've been in that as well. BBS, it's going to be here before you know it. She's smiling. Are you getting many volunteers, Robin?
Yeah, a few.
Okay, we got a few.
Leadership.
Okay, we need some leaders. How many leaders do we have in the room? Oh, man. I stand up here week after week. We still only have one leader.
I was in the army.
You were a leader in the army, okay. Never volunteer for anything. Trust me, this is not the army. We're not going to make you move a pile of dirt from point A to point B and then move it back again. So please, just fill out. There's an insert in your bulletin today. I would encourage you all to fill that out. If you're breathing, you can help. Okay, so everyone in this room, is everyone breathing? Okay, you're qualified. There you go. So yes, please fill out your BBS cards, and I'm sure Robin needs a lot of leadership help. So thank you, Robin, for heading that up as well. We're going to be putting together a sanctuary committee. I need a leader. Anyone put their hands up? Leaders for sanctuary. Oh, man. I'm getting depressed. What we're going to do is put the... Okay.
Thank you.
The gentleman that volunteered... Oh, look, the hands now are being forced up. Okay. Well, you know who you are. We're going to put together a sanctuary committee. What that means is you're going to come in probably, I don't know, I'd say probably every 3 or 4 weeks. And you're going to police the area. You're going to make sure the pews and all the prayer cards and the salty service cards and the Bibles are in the right place and the hymnals are in the right place, because we use new Bibles and hymnals every week, right? So they need to be in the right place. So that committee is going to be there for spiffing up the sanctuary, and we're going to continue to try to enhance our worship service. So if you're interested in that, see me or give a call to the office. Does everyone have the office phone number? Look at your bulletin. I made sure it was in there. But we definitely need some help with that. So if you feel led to do that, it's a very easy job, trust me. There's no ditch digging involved. So sign up for that if you will. Today as well, we're going to have reception of new members. We have several folks transferring over from Calvary again this week, and I don't see our other ones that would be joining by profession of faith here this morning. But I'll invite you all to come up after the children's message, and we will have our receiving and welcoming into our congregation those transferring and joining our church this morning. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you. was laughing in front of them. It takes me back to my earliest memories in the church. Please pray with me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're so, so thankful for your faithfulness to us. Let us remember that. Let us remember your faithfulness. This morning, Father, we're here in fellowship. We're here to reconnect with you and one another. Keep our eyes fixed on you and prepare our hearts for the word this morning. Amen.
Amen. We're going to keep you on your feet just a couple of minutes longer as we sing praises to our Lord and King Jesus Christ. Please, let's join our voices together and make it loud for Him to hear us.
Amen.
Amen.
I enter to worship you.
and you think there's no hope in the world, if you reach over next to the bed and you open the drawer, chances are you're going to find something like this.
That's right.
Now, if you just open the drawer and see it there, I know people that just feel better by seeing it there without ever opening it up and seeing what the good news in there is all about. But you know what? In those times of desperate need, we can pull that Bible out and we can read about God and about Jesus. Because if you stick around today after these gentlemen tell us how they do this, I'm going to let everyone know that you can't open this Bible anywhere in the Bible and it not be talking about Jesus. Do you believe that? I just opened it here. This is really small writing. In Acts it says, "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." Open it anywhere. Anywhere you open that Bible, it's talking about Jesus, isn't it? So these gentlemen represent an organization that if we're ever in need of a Bible, we can open a drawer. And there it is. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. Thank you. So we have the remote manual. We have the remote and the manual for our TV. And now we know we have this. So we're good to go, right? When the commercial comes on, we can read the Bible. Let's have a prayer. Something to think about. Heavenly Father, thank you for the ministry of the Gideons International. But Father, more than that, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. He has come to bring the Word of God to life. So Father, just bless these children this morning that they would continue to grow in their faith and take this Bible and open it up and see that the Word of God is alive and alive within them. We give you the thanks and praise this morning in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. If you want a sheet to work on today, there they are. I don't know if you're going to need one. You want to grab one of them? No? You'd like to have one? It's a new one. I guess I did my hand again, but it's a good one. How sad is that? In my house, if you have the remote, you have the power. It's time that we go before the Lord in prayer. Our time to come and to lift up those around us. No, we're not. Change of plans. New members. We are going to have the privilege of welcoming some new members into our congregation today. I think all of these folks will be transfers from Calvary. You know who you are, the McKinnons. If you would come forward. Ken, I believe you're here today. Sharon, you're here today. Karen, are you going to come up today? Okay, David's not here. Alex, you're here. Where's Alex? Richard. Come on up, Richard. And the Ruiz, are they here today? Okay. Marjorie Powell is going to join today, but she ended up in the hospital, so. If you would, yeah, grab a hymnal there if you could, Alex and Sharon behind you there. Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Our profession of faith, if you turn to page 34, have it there. This is the questions for professions of faith. Three questions in joining the church or transferring. We're going to go through them this morning and answer, I do. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church in which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Turning to page 38. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Congregation, at the bottom of the page, we can give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Welcome. Give them a hand and welcome them.
Signature Healthcare. I saw
saw her on Tuesday. She's looking pretty good, but she's still having a breathing issue. So continue to lift Betty up in your prayers. Like I said, Marjorie Powell as well. She was to join today, but she blacked out while driving her car and ended up in the hospital. So I just want to lift up Marjorie for a quick healing as well. We have been in contact with Pastor Rachel. She's had a successful hip replacement as well. And she's especially thankful for your prayers and for the wonderful cards that you all have sent her. So continue to keep her in your prayers. She's home and doing very well. So that's a praise and thanksgiving as well. Peggy Morfisis' mother, Helen Ben, she's in the hospital as well with breathing problems. So continue to lift Helen up. We have a praise. Thank you, Lord, for good test results. So that's an anonymous one, but we're certainly grateful for that as well. There's many things on your heart that you bring this morning. I ask you now to bring them to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Loving God, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. Thank you for the breath of life you've placed within each of us. Father God, we're grateful to be in your house today. We're grateful for the work of the Gideons, that as they come and share today, we're inspired to help their organization for the good work that it does around the world. Father, we lift up our community, the things that go on that just seem to make us shake our head and wonder why. Father, we pray for your divine grace be within our government, our leaders, that they would be inspired to seek the good news of Christ, to lead our nation, and to lead even in our neighborhoods. Father, many tragedies this weekend and this past week of more shootings and just unthinkable things, Lord, that we just have no clue as to why or how they happen, Lord, in today's world. Father, we just lift up all the families who've been affected by this tragedy in California. Father, thank you. Thank you for the promise of eternal life. That irregardless of what we're going through today, Lord, tomorrow and beyond is promised to us because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we're grateful for your people on earth that have come to inspire us and to give us a sense of purpose. Father, bless our church leaders. Father, we are very humbled by your Spirit as it resides with us. Father, we don't deserve the attention that you give us, the love and grace and peace. We ask ourselves, why, Lord, would you do this for us? It's because you love us more than life itself. So, Father, I pray your blessing upon our service today as we honor and praise you and give you thanksgiving, as we sing the joy that's in our heart. Let us feel your presence here with us today. Father, bless us. Bless us forever. As we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
And this is a time in our service when we have an opportunity to give back to God through our gifts. I also want to point out that the Gideons have this handout. It's hopefully in your bulletin, and there is an envelope there as well. If not, I saw some on the way out. So prepare our hearts now for this invitation to the offering. As lovers of God, let us be more than just hearers of the word. Let us be doers of the word as well. Through our love for others, we keep God's commandments and abide in the living God. Let us open ourselves now to the sharing in the love of God as we express our love and concern for God's world and our offering. Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
do have the pleasure this morning of having representatives from Gideon's International here this morning. Let me introduce them once again. Norbert Lowry and his bodyguard, Ernest Ruth. We'll invite them to come forward. And
God will everybody to have at least one chance to accept Him, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. The second way we do this is through our little personal workers' testaments, and Ernie knows about this. We call it our PWT, and we witness as we walk through life. As opportunity comes, we try not to pass it up. We have in the front the helps. We describe that to the people we're giving the testament to, and we go over to the back, and there's a plan of salvation there, and we're faithful to witness to others. So that's the second way we win people to Christ. But the most important way, and the one that you know about most of all, is of course our Bible distribution program around the world. You recognize this? I didn't take it from a hotel room, I ordered it, okay? But it's there. As the pastor related before, it's there. And so this morning, we want to praise God for that. And we place the Word of God into the mainstream of life. Wherever you go, you find copies of the Gideon Bibles and Testaments that we place. We place them in high schools and middle schools and on college campuses. And I want to relate to you right now that this past week, on Wednesday afternoon, our Gideons gave out over 700 testaments at Lake Worth High School and Lake Worth Middle School. Praise the Lord for that. And we love them as much as we love the people in Lower Slavonia. You know what I mean? They're our folks. So we thank you for that. We do place it on the campus of our state college here in Lake Worth and also the North Campus. So we're there with the Bibles that you furnish, that we are placing on our own. Universities and prisons and jails and motel rooms, of course, and our auxiliary places full Bibles and waiting rooms of doctors and dentist offices, and the testaments to nurses and to nursing homes and assisted living facilities, to the armed forces. All branches of the armed forces are given copies of God's Word. We place them in the police stations and the fire stations and all the cruise ships also in the cabins there and on the airlines. And the list goes on and on. We know that God's Word is important. And God's Word changes the lives of individuals. It changes entire families. Where the Word of God goes, it changes. It changes entire communities and villages throughout the world. I'd like to share a story with you right now about one little testament in Argentina. There's a city in Argentina called Cordoba. It's in the mountains in the central part of Argentina, Cordoba. There's a man on the street, a farmer from a village up on the mountainside. He was walking the streets of Cordoba. There's about 400,000 people there. And he was asking a question: can anyone tell me where I might be able to find a man who might have a little blue testament that he could give me? And he walked for 3 days down the sidewalks and streets of that city, looking for a little blue book. And finally, on the third day, he came to a storefront, and in the store, there was a gentleman who answered his question with a question. He said, "Sir, what is that book about?" He says, "Oh, that's a very, very, very special book. It's about a man named Jesus who lived over 2,000 years ago. And it tells about him in that book and how I can become saved and have eternal life." And he said, "Well, sir, I'd like you to come home with me," the man with the Gideon. After work, he took him home, introduced him to his wife. They had a meal together. They called their pastor. The pastor came over, and he told the story to the pastor about how he had come to want a book like this. They led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. He accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And the pastor asked him, if it was a Saturday afternoon, "Would you come to our church tomorrow and tell my people your story?" He did that. And as he began his story, Pastor Wilkin, he told the story. He said, there was a man who came to my village, up in my farm village, and he had his little book, and he called us all together. And these villages are 30 or 40 families who farm and take their produce down into the city. But he says, this man came, and he got our people together in our village, and he read us stories from this little blue book. But when he left, he couldn't leave the book with us. He said, but if you'll go down into Cordova, you might be able to find a man down there who can give you one. So that's what he did. At church service that morning, they called their leaders forward, they laid hands on that man, sent him back to his village with several copies of God's Word. But that's not the end of the story. The best part of that story is, about 6 months later, the farmer came back to that church. And he thanked them for the Bibles they had given him. But he said, this time I have a different request. We've started to build our little village church, and we want you to help us find a pastor who will come up and lead us. Folks, wherever the Word of God goes, it changes people. There are 25 churches around the mountainsides in those villages around Cordova today. That happened a few short years ago, but they're growing, and God is providing. And that's happening all over the world. I'd like to draw your attention to your bulletin insert that's already been introduced to you. Take that with you this morning. Take that with you. And the Word of God is very precious to me, let me tell you. I want to tell you that it doesn't return void. As the rain, the snow comes down from heaven, God told Isaiah, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of his mouth, out of my mouth. It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing for which I send it. The city of Lake Worth and the surrounding communities here, like so many of our communities in Florida, are sort of like that village in Cordova. We need the Lord, don't we? I would like to challenge you this morning that you seriously consider praying for the work right here, for the Gideons locally. And I've committed myself to work with the Gideons here in Lake Worth for the next 6 months to visit all the pastors and to make our presence known here in this city. So pray for us. Pray for the Gideons especially. And as you know, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you, Pastor.
Psalm 119. Your word, Lord,
stands firm in heaven forever. Your faithfulness extends from one generation to the next. You set the earth firmly in its place, and it is still there. Your rules endure to this day because everything serves you. If your instruction hadn't been my delight, I would have died because of my suffering. I will never forget your prayer, your precepts, because through them you gave me life again. I'm yours. Save me because I pursued your precepts. The wicked wait for me, wanting to kill me, but I'm studying your laws. I've seen that everything, no matter how perfect, has a limit, that your command is boundless. Jesus himself said the seed was the world, that the field was the world, but the seed is the Word of God. My message today was to be the permanence of the Word of God. We know that the Word of God was here long before earth was created. There has never been a time when the Word of God did not exist. Is that secret to be kept among us that happen to have a Bible? Absolutely not. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For us to not support spreading the owner's manual, even with a TV, you get an owner's manual. As a new parent, do you get an owner's manual? I imagine today you can go on the internet and find the manual for being a parent. But without this, we have nothing. Without this, we have nothing. So before anything, there was the Word of God. Matthew 24 tells us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were up at Disney. We spent a couple days in one of the Disney hotels. We had taken a Bible along, but confession time, I don't know if we'd open it. She probably did. The pastor was probably mad. I know he was mad. But the day we were to go home, I'm looking through all the drawers because my wife is very organized about putting her clothes away. Mine stay in a pile in the corner. So I always check behind her, and I pulled the drawer open next to the bed. Guess what was in there? I turned to her and I said, look, even Disney allows the Gideons to come and put their Bible in here. When I saw that Bible, it made my day. I was blessed, like I said, by just seeing the Bible in the drawer. My heart was strangely warmed. I'm telling you, folks, there's power here. I said this was power in our household, but I lied. This is the power. This has control over a little TV. This has control over the world and each one of us. I feel better about that when I don't have this. When my wife has control of it. But I'm telling you, folks, without the Word of God, And we are so blessed. How about in your house? How many Bibles? Somebody just call out how many Bibles you think you might have in your house.
Four, three.
Who has more than 10? You know, probably got 1,000 in your garage. That's not fair. You're making us look bad. Well, just take it easy. Your pastor likes Bibles. This is the one of the moment. I haven't counted them, but I guarantee you I have, I don't know, I would say 15 Bibles. Some of them Bibles are very expensive. Those Bibles, boy. The hillbilly came through there for a second. You know what? It's a sin for me to keep those Bibles on the shelf in my house. Now, sure, I use them for research, or I'll look up another translation and use that. But we are so blessed that we can have as many Bibles as we can buy. Places in Argentina, and I guarantee you other places in the world, do not have that luxury. I still find it hard to believe and to comprehend in my mind that there's folks out in this world that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. Is that possible? It doesn't seem possible in my world. But in the big world, it's a fact. So my message for you today is, we've been blessed to be able to help a ministry. The fact that you gave 700 Bibles to the school that we can almost see from here, to me is amazing. And I guarantee you they're going to work miracles in someone's life over there. And I can also tell you that as we gather in this community and we say how bad our children are, and they're always in trouble, and kids aren't like they used to be, somebody's doing something about it. This organization is doing something about it. So I help you prayerfully consider today helping them out. I have a 45-minute sermon I could preach today, but I think enough has been said. You want me to go on?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, the word has been spoken about today. The message has been sent. You know what to do. Remember this? You guys may not know this, but they're starting to duck out there. That's a living stone. You ever seen a living stone? For those of you that weren't here last week, this was my prop. And I thought for effect I would leave it up here. But this is another example of us being a living stone. That we are called to build the foundation for Christ's church in the world. And without one of these, that is hopeless. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the dedication of the folks that supply the manpower and the backbone of Gideon's International. Father, we pray a blessing upon them today for what they're doing in our own neighborhood as well as around the world. Father, I ask your blessing as we leave this place now as representatives of Jesus Christ. You've given us work to do. This is another small part of how we can help. So, Father, bless us, keep us, and let us know that the Word of God lives on forever. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn. Holy Bible. Thank you. receive this benediction. Holy God, we are grateful for the work that you've given each of us to do, Father. Bless us now as we leave this place. Bless us by being a blessing to someone else. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's right. You mean earlier to help.
That was my birthday. And they wanted to.